Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got a Rick Amato will be joining us just in a little bit here after the break. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, making you, helping you to be part of the solution. And do we want a solution? Or do we just want this craziness to go on? Keep going on. And I do mean craziness. I mean seriously, people. All right. Like I said, there's always... God bless. There's always something we can do. Joey B. Some of you have been sending me emails. Seem to be very, 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 very concerned. About whether we could make it another 2 years. Like, apparently I made the comment the other night. Didn't really think about how it came off. About how can we make it another 2 years? Can we put up with this for another 2 years? How much damage? Look at all the damage he did in 2 years. And now, my God, I can't even imagine. But, it's up to us to keep fighting. I'm just going to keep telling you guys the same thing I always tell you. For those of you who do not listen, much, if you would. Remember that we took on the most powerful military on the planet. We had nothing. You know, if you guys can look it up, I think there's a picture of it on the Smithsonian site. The very first quote-unquote American warship was basically a rowboat with cannons at each end. Canoe, rowboat, whatever. Think about that. That's what we took those warships on. And we took ships from them, from the Brits. I mean, seriously. And I just love it. I think this stuff is hilarious. So, do we have a chance? Yeah. Can we win? Yeah. Do we have to fight like we never have before? Yes. This is something you're not used to doing. You know, my dad used to say it's so true. For lack of a better term, so lighten up. But, you know, we're running around fat, dumb, and happy. And we think everything's wonderful. No, it never happened here because we have the Constitution. Scalia said it, and you gotta look for it on YouTube. Scalia said it the best. We have a Constitution, but it is useless unless you do something with it. It's useless unless you do something with it, right? Or unless you use it to uphold the law. Not gonna happen. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, whatever. Oh, my God. Major changes coming to McDonald's. I love when you guys have these kind of goofy stories, right? McDonald's is doing away, or the first McDonald's, they discontinued its, McCafe Bakery. Right? And now it's doing away with the drinks, self-service drinks. They've said over the next 10 years they'll remove the self-service, they will remove the, God bless, I'll try to use my tongue and my lips here and make them work right, right? They're going to move the self-service soda fountains by all McDonald's by 2032. Some restaurants in Illinois have already made the change. Now, it's an evolution towards convenience as a result of the growth of digital service. Franchise owner Mike Petro told a local newspaper that he and his family own and operate 15 McDonald's restaurants in central Illinois. He said the COVID-19 pandemic prompted many restaurants to reinvent their operations to minimize human contact, and the new crew pour system adopted in Illinois restaurants will use automated beverage systems. It'll fill the drink mechanically because we're too stupid to figure it out on our own. Now, ditching the self-service also limits opportunities for theft, removes clutter. What are you stealing? Drinks? Move comes after fast food companies embrace new technology. Automated tasks speed up production. Got to get you in and out of here as soon as humanly possible. For instance, Chick-fil-A is testing out two new concepts in Atlanta and New York. They're geared towards mobile ordering. Right? One concept is a pickup-only service where customers order to pay online before picking up their food. The other concept uses an elevated kitchen that sends orders to a four-lane mobile order drive-thru. That's interesting. I wonder what that looks like. The Taco Bell began experimenting with a similar format that also includes or involved a four-lane drive-through in an elevated kitchen. And then last summer, Panera Bread, they tested out the first Panera To Go restaurant. Digital-only bakery. I mean, this stuff, I want to talk to somebody. As much as I don't like talking to people. How you doing? How's your day going? Is that a chocolate shake? No, I want the vanilla. Thank you. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Okay, you good?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO. 855-732-5566. We get involved, get engaged, do something. Do something other than nothing. How do you like that? I'm always for that. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me, and appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring him on. Rick Amato joins me as he does pretty much every week. We've had a few weeks without. I've been really busy, crazy busy. But, Rick, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Yeah, great to be with you and your audience, Joe.
Well, Rick, I got to ask you. I mean, I'm sure you heard about this impeachment inquiry. that. I'm trying to figure this out. I've looked it up today. I'm like, okay, what exactly is an impeachment inquiry? Is that like people sitting around going inquiring as to whether they should impeach him or not? Where does it really go? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying because I have the same question in my mind. And at this stage, you know, I may be out in left field here, but at this stage of the game, it feels like all politics to me. Let's float the idea out there. It'll create support for our side. It'll create maybe we'll find out if perhaps possibly it gains momentum and creates damage on the other side. And if there's momentum, then we move forward. That's kind of how I interpret it. I may be wrong. That's how I interpret it.
No, I think you look at. I'm looking at this and thinking, okay, why wouldn't you just go for the full impeachment? If you know you have the information and what have you, why do an impeachment inquiry? Well, okay, let's look at this a couple of ways. One is it gives the appearance that we're digging in to find out what went on with the Biden crime family, see what they were doing and how we can, you know, fix it, rectify it, do whatever. That's kind of my first. And then I start thinking about this and go, okay, they've got a fight coming up on the continuing resolution to pay bills here. And what they're going to do, I think, personal opinion, is they're going to turn around and say, look, if you really want us to do this impeachment thing, we've got to approve this continuing resolution to pay our bills, or we're not going to be able to have the investigators to make this happen. And this is what you want, so this is why we'd be including or approving. Now, I know that sounds like a stretch, but it's not the first time they've used things like this to get buy-in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't have to agree with me. I'm just thinking out loud,
I took it as a shot across the bow on Trump.
Really?
You want to move forward? Yeah. You want to move forward? We're prepared to move forward, too.
Interesting. Saying that I disagree with you, but that's interesting.
Your take may be the way that it is, but I just thought the timing was very fascinating to me. It comes at a time when the candidate that leads in the polls on the Republican side is under legal trouble.
I totally agree with you. I look at this stuff and I just go, my God, I can't even imagine. To keep all these balls in the air, if you're on the left, you're trying to run this show, it's tough. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let me ask you about 9/11 now. We'll jump around a little bit here, but I was very disheartened. I won't say, you know, just discouraged, but disheartened to see the lack of events that went on 9/11 in cities and towns and that kind of thing.
I'm glad you brought that up because absolutely. I was disgusted that President Biden visited nowhere on 9/11. Right. When I say nowhere, you know, whether it be New York or outside of Pittsburgh in Western Pennsylvania where it went down, or the Pentagon, you know, he visited nowhere in honor, in response, in memory of 9/11. When I say in honor, I mean honor of those who gave their lives.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. And you know, I'm going to quote Craig Gutfeld here, not directly, but he gave a little monologue comment last night, and I think he unfortunately knocked the cover off the ball, hit a bullseye, you know, Michael Chase. You know, he said that there was no mention on the mainstream media, TV networks of Biden not visiting a memorial on 9/11. there was no mention of this being the worst terrorist attack in American history. But they still talk about January 6th as if it were worse.
Well, that's what Kamala Harris said. She came out and she likened this is a solemn day, and we remember those. And she goes on and on. She goes, we'll always remember days like, Pearl Harbor. We'll always remember days like, the Twin Towers, 9/11. We'll always remember days like January 6th. And I'm like,
oh my God,
you got to be kidding me, right?
You got to be kidding me. I did not know that she said that. When did she say that?
She said it in a speech on 9/11 the other day.
Oh, my
you know?
God.
So, I mean, I look at that and I say to myself, these people are willfully ignorant? Do they know what they're saying? Or are they just really that dumb, Rick?
No, I don't think. I think they know what they're saying. Unfortunately, I don't think it's that dumb. There's an agenda here, and it's not a good one. You know, there's a nonprofit, a political action committee that you probably have heard of called American Greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that I read on their site, and I have to agree with them. Never thought of this until then. That
wow.
we are in a Cold War civil war.
Oh, hey, you know what? That's a great way to put it. And you would be correct. I mean, Cold War, Civil War. And that's exactly what it feels like. I mean, it truly feels like us against them, and we're all Americans. That's the scary part.
And when I hear what you just quoted, Kamala Harris on 9/11, that's part of a Cold War. What is she? She didn't. What is she doing? Likening January 6th to 9/11.
Well, you know what? Because most people are too ignorant to know better. We got to go for a quick break. We'll talk about this more when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Rick Amato joins me after this.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is announcing the next steps in a possible impeachment of President Joe Biden. Reporters pressed Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell about that.
I'm going to say it again. I don't think
Leader McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, do you need any advice from the Senate on how to run the House?
Key budget discussions are underway, and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are saying another continuing resolution is likely. E-commerce prices are falling.
Online shopping prices have dropped, indicating a potential easing of inflation. According to Adobe Analytics, e-commerce prices saw a 3.2% year-over-year decline in August, the most significant decrease in over 3 years. Among the categories experiencing the most significant price reductions are sporting goods, appliances, and electronics. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that by engaging. You do that by getting involved. You do that by listening. That would be nice, too. And not just to me. I mean, listen to the guests. Listen to the stories. Listen to the experts that I actually bring on. I mean, really, that would really be a little different, right? It's a way for you to get informed. I always tell you the same thing. We don't know everything. There's a lot of guys out there with a microphone trying to get you to believe that they have a pulse on everything. It's just not true. Anyway, Rick Amato joins me. We're going to be discussing the issues today, some of the crazy stuff going on. He's a political commentator, syndicated newsletter columnist. He's also the host of Politics and Profits. Now, Rick, I love that title because whenever I read your title, I think of elected officials and lots of money. I don't know why. It just comes to me that way.
Well, you know, we cover money, Wall Street, and Capitol Hill. We like to say we expose what goes on behind scenes on Capitol Hill and how it affects your money on Wall Street.
No, thank you. Please, no. Anyway, ain't there enough? Have you been watching the news? Ain't there enough sex being exposed all over the place, if you know what I mean? I mean, this is just getting a little crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I just had it up on the screen. I love when I do this to myself because I find these great stories and we're talking about them and then, bang, they disappear in a heartbeat. Whatever. I'll get back to it eventually. I don't know if you heard, though, Fauci finally came out. And, you know, I try to talk a friend of mine, and they're not doing anything with this today. He's thinking about getting the new updated shot. And Fauci came out, and in conversation, he admitted to the fact, you ready for this one, that the shot, the COVID vaccine, does cause myocarditis. You know, I mean, did he just figure this out? Did he just find this out? I want answers to these questions, because if he didn't, if we can prove that he's known this all along, this should be some jail time for that man. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Wow. That's a story. And it's a big story, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's not getting much attention that I'm aware of.
Well, you know, look, you and I were talking about something during the break. You can bring it up now if you want to, but mainstream media has done a fantastic job covering for all the ills of this administration, and frankly and honestly, and for Fauci, and maybe they should be held complicit for the death of these people.
Yeah, and, you know, the mainstream media picking and choosing. I think, you know, there's a recent Gallup poll, and the trust in media is the second lowest in history, American media, second lowest in history, the lowest during our lifetimes. Last night, it was like 36 or 38% of the people trust the U.S. media, and the remainder does not. And that really, really hit home here in the last couple of days. And you and I were discussing the break. We'll share it with your listeners here. As your listeners may be aware, you and I discussed a story of several weeks ago. I'm in San Diego, and there's a YMCA here about 10 minutes from where I live. There's a YMCA which allowed a pre-op transgender male, and I say pre-op, he hasn't had any surgery, so he still has all his junk, as they say. Without telling anyone, they allowed him to walk to dress and shower in the ladies' locker room. This is the YMCA, okay? And there's little kids in there. There's camps, kids' camps. A 17-year-old teenage girl came out of the shower, saw the man, ran to the front desk, terrified, and they told her that she's closed-minded. She needs to be more open-minded. And okay? Now, this ended up, it's a local story, ended up making national news. Tucker Carlson, he still had his show. He had on that 17-year-old girl as a guest. Fox News covered it. I was talking to a couple friends here in San Diego over the last 2 or 3 days who are self-described liberals, but they're family people, okay? I know them because we have kids the same age, and I knew how they'd feel about this story.
Right.
When I didn't know if they were liberal or conservative. I just knew that they're parents. When I told them the story, they had no idea. No idea that occurred, and they were disgusted by it. And then it hit me. Fox News picked it up, and the left-wing mainstream media did not. I Googled it yesterday just to try and see what the coverage was. Check this out, Joe. NBC San Diego, it was a few months ago, because I Googled it yesterday. NBC San Diego said, and I'm almost quoting, the story has been picked up nationally by right-wing media. And they listed Tucker Carlson in the New York Post.
Bless.
Why is that not a story for all media to inform parents of what's going on? But and my bigger point to this whole issue is, folks, those of you listening out there, it's not a conspiracy theory when people say the media is biased. This is a clear-cut, black-and-white example of how the media, in this case, I'm going to say the media on the left, mainstream media, picked and chosen their own stories of what to tell to their audiences.
And that's you and I don't know, no question about it. They don't care.
They don't care. And, I don't know, Joe, if it's, they don't care. I don't know, it's three reasons. One, they don't care. Or two, the business plan says, look, if we do this and we don't do that, then we get more viewers and more clicks and we make more money. Or is it at the top of the top of the top, there's a political relationship between senior executives and those in Washington? That's what I don't know.
I love this stuff. I look at this stuff. I look at, you know, again, when you just, if you don't do the knee jerk and you just stop and you look and you say, okay, if I was not trying to hide something, how would I do this? if I was trying to hide something, how would I do this? Big change. Big difference. When you start to see how this stuff is like, look at, we were talking about Anthony Fauci. He was confirming during a conversation with in an ABC interview that COVID-19, the mRNA vaccines, can cause, now remember what we heard, can cause myocarditis, particularly in young people. How long did we hear, no, that's not possible?
Yeah, right? That's exactly right.
So
that's exactly right.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're sitting here scratching your head going, I'm sorry. I'm not willing to swallow this. So, again, it's mRNA. It's something that's new overall. It comes after, you know, think about it, months, maybe even a year or so of him downplaying and saying there's no way that these things could cause that myocarditis. They have no proof. He didn't find out about this last Thursday. He's had to know about this for a while, right? Because this medical stuff doesn't just pop up in 24 to 48 hours.
Good point.
Yeah, and think about it. They have given vaxes. Now, there's 8 billion people on the planet. What do you say, 2 billion? I mean, the vaccine has gone across the globe, has it not?
It has, yeah.
Yeah. So, and now they're asking, after this comes out, especially in casual conversation, after this comes out, now they tell you you have to get the new updated one because the old one won't work on the new updated COVID flu. Oh, my God. You guys actually want us to trust you again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Be totally beyond belief. Don't even get it. I don't know how anybody else gets it, you know? I don't know. I'm watching what's happening financially. I know that you do a lot. We'll talk about this a little bit when we come back from the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Lahmer coming up right after this.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Good luck. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And get informed. You can have a great conversation. You might even be able to turn somebody away from the dark side. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time. Rick Amato joins us. He joins us every week. I appreciate his time with us as well. And anyway, God, Rick, somebody just sent me another story. There's so much, truly, so much crazy stuff going on out there. You really just can't keep up with it all. You know?
Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah. And, you know, I often wonder, has it always been this way, but it's just more amplified now because of social media and 24/7 instant communication?
Oh, I think it's the 24/7 media cycle. It's the internet. It's everything. You've got more news, more stuff at your fingertips than we ever had in the past. So, yeah, it's a bit of a problem. I don't know. I'm lost at this. You look at the, we were talking about the stock market during the break. Now, I know the market also gets affected by the news that goes on the Internet, even after hours, doesn't it?
Yeah, it could definitely affect the market.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been interviewing some people on my show, Politics and Profits, and you can watch that show on Roku. And it's you can also watch it online at my website, which happens to be youramericatv.com. And, you know, I'm interviewing a lot of industry experts, and the prevailing thought seems to be that this stock market is overbought in terms of the quality of the economy. And so we're likely to see a pullback. This is not me saying it. This is what I'm being from the people I'm interviewing. We're likely to see a pullback in the market based upon the performance of the economy. Again, the market is reflecting an economy that's not as strong as it's been reflected in the market. But here's what's interesting, Joe, is that we are in a year before an election year. 2024 is an election year. And you can forecast the winner of the election based upon how the market performs during the election year. Historically speaking, I don't have the exact number in front of me, but in the top of my head, it's an overwhelming number. When the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up going in during an election year, going into October, the final 4 weeks of election day, historically speaking, the odds of the incumbent winning are extremely strong. And the opposite is true. When the stock market is down during the election, in election year, going into the final 4 weeks before the election day, the incumbent, overwhelmingly, historically speaking, does not get reelected. So now, you know, we're having, I'm interviewing Wall Street traders and portfolio managers are telling me that they feel this market's overbought based upon the quality of the economy. We'll see what happens, but most people I come across are not aware of the market reflects. The market doesn't reflect; it predicts the winner.
Oh yeah,
and so. Your listeners can keep that on their radar in 2024.
Yeah. It's interesting because again, people don't understand how the stock market works. You know, they hear it's up, they hear it's down, they've heard it so much. I don't think they really even know why it affects them, how it affects them, what about it affects them, what it actually does. You know, I heard about a stock market. I didn't know what the heck the stock market was until I was in my late 20s. I really didn't understand, you know. I thought it was a bank for the elite or something.
Right, yeah. Me too. Well, you know, and the market, of course, reflects the quality of earnings. It's supposed to reflect the quality stock market, the quality of earnings from U.S. corporations. And if those earnings are down, then that reflects what's happening in the economy and most reflects what's happening on Main Street, which is why an up market during an election year predicts a victory for the incumbent, and a down market in the election year predicts a change of office. The incumbent loses and the challenger wins because it reflects financial discomfort on Main Street.
Yeah, I, you know, again, watching everything that went down, even over the last week or two, and some of the companies that are you know, struggling a little bit here, you're looking at interest rates climbing. Yeah, and people don't realize the full effect that this has. You've got interest rates climbing, which means people aren't starting businesses, aren't buying buildings, aren't buying homes, because that, you know, we go from 3% to 7%. It adds a lot to the bottom line of the loan payment that might disqualify you. And for you to be able to afford a home today, mom and dad have to work, probably. And it just, it really disrupts everything, not just the financial market, your financial city, but it disrupts the flow of life, if you would. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and again, 7% in the area that I live in, we got starter homes between $500,000 and $600,000. I'm like, where is that a starter home? You know, help me understand.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of money for a couple. Well, at least I think it is.
It is.
All right. Well, I don't know. Did you catch the the Democrat mayor out of Burbank?
And, oh my God! Yes.
So, just so happens that this guy was at an event I was speaking at a couple of months ago, and it was an event. It was a press conference at a local plant, not a Planned Parenthood, but a pregnancy crisis center, where they help girls that are, you know, that are pregnant, in trouble, and you know, help them get with their family or do whatever they're going to do, but they don't push abortion. So he came late, spoke to the press about how bad these places are. They give misinformation to the girls. He couldn't pinpoint any misinformation that was given to any of the girls that he supposedly spoke to. But he was there to speak for them, but he didn't say a word. Not a word. And now I'm watching him do this. He went and he did some kind of podcast. And he said, look, there were no young kids there. There was no this. There was no that. What is wrong with this? All they were doing was dancing. It was a man in a costume. I mean, he was beating his brains out to try to, you know, make this seem like it was normal and okay. Just amazing.
Yeah, it's, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted by it, to be honest with you.
Mayor of a city. He's running for supervisor of Los Angeles County. One of the most powerful positions you could have. This man has no business being anywhere near that seat. Nowhere. You know? This is one of those guys who wants to defund the police, wants to shut down the prisons. He says, and he says that Marxism is a real American dream. That Marxism is part of the fabric of these United States. I'm like, oh my God, if you people don't wake up and start and realize that, you know, voting for that will kill us, right?
I thought Burbank was relatively conservative. Obviously, I'm wrong, huh?
Well, Burbank and Glendale used to have a large Armenian and Italian presence there, and you know, they were very conservative. But it you know, you find out as time goes on, it's the louder ones that are way, way far left, and they're not interested in reason. They're not interested in talking to you most of the time, and they have the same talking points. So it's very, very hard to do. And I think what happened was a lot of the conservatives just shut up and said, "I'll let them burn themselves out." Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's can't stand it. I just can't stand it. We need to step up. We need to open our mouths. We actually need to say something. This is just crazy.
Well, you know, you mentioned he's a Marxist, I think you said. Coming back to the story we talked about earlier about the YMCA in San Diego, which had the pre-op transgender in there and told people to not complain about the man being in the locker room with little girls.
Yep.
There was a protest outside the a parental protest outside that YMCA after it occurred, and guess who the counter-protest group was? Marxist.
Wow. All right, Rick, how can people catch your show? Quick.
Watch it on Roku. It's on the Your America TV channel, and you can watch online at YourAmericaTV.com.
Perfect. Thanks for being with me. All right, people. Brad Dinkins joins us in the next hour. You get all your legal questions answered. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563.